It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you real quick. Pope Francis says that homosexuality is not a crime and criticizes countries where they've criminalized LGBTQ stuff, particularly like in the Middle East, where like throw people off buildings and crazy things from like the 1300s. He did reiterate, still sin. It's still a sin among Catholic doctrine, but it also doesn't mean that you're not welcome in the Catholic Church, if you're LGBTQ. Berlin is sending tanks to Ukraine, and now the United States is, and other allies are as well. Russia says that any heavy weaponry going to Kyiv is a blatant provocation. Oh, that's a blatant provocation, not you invading the country. The hypocrisy from Russia is just, it's like mind-blowing, like how bold they are with their hypocrisy. I guess that's the thing. It's not just that they're hypocritical. It's how bold they are in their hypocrisy. It's like, wow, okay. And then finally, bad weather systems hitting the Midwest now, including snow in Texas. And that weather system is headed toward the Northeast. There's a 4.2 earthquake, magnitude earthquake, that hit California as well. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We are starting to see some improvement on 98 heading westbound. This is going to be due to an accident that was in Windhaven Beach. Still seeing some slow-moving traffic out of Mary Esther heading towards Windhaven. On 98 in Navarre, Tiger Point in Navarre, we're checking in clear, as well as I-10 and I-110, 29, also showing no delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. You're still going to see some slight delays, but nothing too bad. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by VA Claim Lawyer. Get all your benefits you deserve. Al Giannardo, the VA claims lawyer, get a free review on your claim loyally. Call 877-VET-FILE. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, the United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Programs, booking appointments now. Call 211 to schedule your time. If you make $60,000 or less, it's a free tax assistance program for you. Volunteers are going to operate from four sites throughout the tax season: Pensacola State College main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and a Goodwill on Warrington Road. Goodwill on Olive Road. Sorry, there is no Goodwill on Warrington Road. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So coming up here in about 10 minutes now, I do want to hit on the fattest countries. Where does the United States fall when it comes to the fattest countries in the world? I was actually surprised by the list. I thought we'd be for sure top five. We're not. And we fall down the list a little bit. I'll share that with you in about 10 minutes. Hey, UWF's online programs have ranked among the best in the country, according to U.S. News & World Report. 42nd among 359 institutions overall for the best online bachelor's programs, and 23rd best in the country for bachelor's programs for veterans. So this is a very positive thing, having one of the top recognized online programs, especially because more and more of higher education is going to online. I mean, even Ivy League schools now are offering online programs. And so for UWF to be ranked in the top 50 for best bachelor's online and then top 25 for best online programs for veterans, that's really good news for us. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The Half Moon Base shooting suspect is being charged with 7 counts of murder. California prosecutors filed the charges along with an attempted murder charge against the suspect accused of killing 7 workers on 2 different farms this week. Former President Trump's Facebook and Instagram are being reinstated. Meta, the owner of both social media sites, announced today that his accounts will be made active again in the coming weeks. The Omicron booster shot also protects against mild illness from other COVID subvariants, that according to the CDC, who says that Pfizer and Moderna boosters reduce the risk from the XBB subvariants by half. And finally, Bobby, this one I think you'll like. I do. New York Congressman George Santos is getting his own bobblehead doll. The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame says the embattled Republican will have 2 versions. There's a standard one and another one with an elongated nose like Pinocchio.
Let's say what?
That's awesome. George Santos getting his own bobblehead doll. The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame is selling 2 versions. One's a standard
That's
one.
Awesome.
And then another one with a nose like Pinocchio.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's, I mean, the fact that they would sell one of them doesn't surprise me, but
right.
That they're going to do the Pinocchio one.
Currently Googling, see what they look like. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, that's good. I'm looking that up too. So, all right, so I want to get your thoughts here on some sport thing.
Okay.
Real quick that I wanted to get into, which was the so looking at this weekend here, right, we're looking at we got the MVP nominations, or the finalist. I'm sorry, the finalist, and so we've had a couple of texters weighing in on this as well, but you got Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, and Jefferson,
Justin Jefferson.
Shoot.
Yep.
Justin Jefferson, and as a finalist right there. I was saying earlier that, look, Patrick Mahomes he's definitely one, probably the best quarterback in the league right now. Still, I still think that. But that being said, I think when you look at the MVP and you think about who's the most valuable player on the team and in the league right now, I would say Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because when he went out for a couple of games, the injury for a few games, the Eagles struggled. And
yeah.
They just weren't the same team that they were when he was in. And then as soon as he came back, boom. I mean, there was the one game over the weekend in the wild card weekend that was like in the division weekend was a blowout was the Eagles with Jalen Hurts. The rest of them were all really tight games and something you might think somebody's going to come back on. And I just think he just has a tremendous impact on the team overall. And I would put him as the MVP. What are your thoughts?
So I definitely agree with the impact that he had. I would say that, you know, if I'm putting money on any of these candidates to be the winner, it's Patrick Mahomes. And the reason why is because, first and foremost, it's a regular season award. So, like, all of the votes had to be in before the playoffs started. So, yes, we saw the Eagles kind of sputtering there towards the end, but, you know, what we saw against the Giants has no merit and no factor into the MVP discussion. I think that, you know, MVPs by and large are based on statistics, and, you know, the season that Patrick Mahomes had is, you know, really, I mean, a top 2 or 3 season all time in terms of quarterback stats. And I think there was just enough question marks that the Chiefs had coming into the season that I don't think you know, I kind of look at the MVP like, okay, who performed the best against what the expectations we had for them coming into the season? So that's why, I mean, Hurts certainly meets that criteria, but I just think that with the season that Mahomes had, the stats that he was able to pile up, and combine that with the expectations that were probably a bit tempered, the fact that the Chiefs didn't have Tyreek Hill, I think he's going to win. But no, I certainly agree with you that, you know, Jalen Hurts definitely deserves the MVP award. It's just, you know, I just think the stats are so far out there for Mahomes that, you know, I think he ultimately ends up winning.
Well, and if he did win, I wouldn't be shocked by it because, like I said, I still think he's the best quarterback in the league. But I don't see Joe Burrow's being, I mean, even though he's done a tremendous job for the Bengals and you show that he's the real, you know, the real deal. Same thing with Josh Allen. Josh Allen, I think, is a good quarterback, but I don't think he's on the level of Patrick Mahomes or even Jalen Hurts, really. And then Justin Jefferson, I mean, it's just unfortunate. You just don't get somebody other than
him. He's a wide receiver. Yeah.
Yeah, as a wide receiver.
It's a quarterback, you know, quarterback award.
It's pretty much a quarterback award because they drive so much on the team, you know? I mean, we've seen, though, the impact that receivers do have, obviously.
Sure.
When the Saints lost Michael Thomas last year and the year before that, I mean, they've just not been the same passing offense. The Tennessee Titans didn't make the playoffs this year. A big reason for that is probably because they lost A.J. Brown to the Eagles.
Right.
And, you know, the receivers do make a big difference, but they're not the generals of the team that are controlling so many different aspects, you know. So, all right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic on 98. That's going to be moving out of Mary Esther into the Windhaven Beach area, backing up to Fort Walton Beach. It is improving, so where the scene of the accident was, closer to Windhaven Beach, it has cleared up around there, and that's going to start clearing up, getting out of Fort Walton right after you pass Herbert Field. I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, checking in clear, as well as 29 and 90. If you see something else on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. So coming up here next, I got a list of the fattest countries. Okay, it's the most obese. But where does the United States fall in that list? I'll tell you about it coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So I was surprised to see this list, this data that came out pertaining to this countries with the most overweight adults. They used BMI, body mass index, which is pretty flawed, by the way. I was mentioning this before. Pretty much every NBA player, or sorry, every NFL player would be considered overweight and obese. And I'm not even talking about the offensive linemen, because, yes, a lot of the offensive linemen definitely are. But I'm talking about linebackers and even running backs. They're considered obese and overweight based on the body mass index, because it doesn't take into account that muscle weighs more than fat. And so if you're a pretty muscular person, then you're gonna, you know, come out wrong on that. Anyway, point being is it's not completely accurate, but it's going to give you a pretty good picture still, though. And so with that, the United States comes in 15th. Overall, I would have swore we'd have been in the top five. I just based on, like, I guess, media and news media and stuff. I mean, still 15th overall, still not great when you're talking about all the countries in the world, hundreds of countries, and we're 15th. Okay, that's not good, but we're not in top five. Instead, the top five, and really the top 10, are almost all Polynesian countries. Nauru is the worst. At 88.5% of their population is overweight or obese. And that is up from 77% back in 1975. Then Palau, Cook Islands, Marshall Islands, Tuvalu, Niue, Kiribati, Tonga, and Samoa. And so Tonga and Samoa, they went from having 52% of their population being overweight and obese in 1975 to 78%. Oh boy, that's a lot. So even though Tongan and Samoans and Palauans are all kind of bigger bone, big people like Roman Reigns is, and like Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Jason Momoa. These are all big guys, right? That's kind of how their population is. Still, you don't go from 52% to 78% without actually having, you know, obesity. So, and having some major problems in the Polynesian Islands.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you. You're not the same. Your lips are moving, I cannot hear. Your voice is soothing, but the words are
here in about 10 minutes. Kind of a shocking news story in the pop culture world. At least it surprised me. And so we'll talk about that coming up here in about 10 minutes. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're talking about the most obese countries. And I was surprised to see that the United States was 15th on the list. I would have thought for sure we're in the top five. Well, the 10 countries that beat us, the top 10, were all Polynesian countries. Tonga, Samoa, Palau, places like that. And got a text here, says, it's all the Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A. And it's good stuff. The Polynesian sauce is good stuff. But the, by the way, the, so the top 10 was all Polynesian countries. Then the next five was all like Qatar, Saudi Arabia. It was all Middle Eastern countries. And then it was the United States. That kind of surprised me. The healthiest, or sorry, the countries with the lowest obesity rate were all third world type countries, Vietnam, Niger, a lot of African countries on the list, places like that. And then, so when you look at about the middle of the range, you know, the middle countries, it was all Scandinavian type countries, Sweden and Finland, but then it had Russia was on there as well. So it was kind of interesting to check that list out. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you. Pope Francis says that homosexuality is not a crime, criticizing countries that are criminalizing homosexuality, like a lot of the Middle Eastern countries. But did reiterate, it is still considered a sin among Catholic doctrine, but is not a crime, and therefore anybody is welcome in the Catholic Church. Berlin is sending tanks to Ukraine. Now the United States is going to send tanks over there as well, and other allies. Russia says heavy weaponry for Kyiv is a blatant provocation. Okay, attacking the country is not hypocrisy. Winter storms are hitting the Midwest, including snow in Texas. Wow. And then those storms are headed toward the Northeast by the end of the week. Expected to dump snow there. And a 4.2 magnitude earthquake has hit California this morning, right off the coast of Malibu. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA is underway right now. Orlando Magic are beating the Indianapolis Pacers 46-29 to get started. We should get the tip off any moment now between the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers on ESPN. When that game's over, ESPN will have the Memphis Grizzlies against the Golden State Warriors. NHL hockey is underway right now as well. Ottawa is leading the Islanders 1-0. On TNT, the Toronto Maple Leafs are beating the Rangers. When that game's over, TNT will have the Columbus Blue Jackets against Edmonton. NCAA men's basketball on FS1. The second half just starting. Number 13 Xavier leads number 19 UConn 52-40. Right now, number 4, Tennessee is beating Georgia 35-20. That's on the SEC network. On ESPN Plus, number 3, Houston is beating UCF, Central Florida, 36-30. Later tonight on FS1 at 7:30, Butler will be playing number 23, Providence. At 8 o'clock on SEC network, Mississippi State is playing number 2, Alabama. And number 15, Auburn is playing Texas A&M at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. In NCAA women's basketball, number 18, Iowa State coming out with a big early lead against TCU. They're leading 12-2. You can check that women's basketball game out on ESPN+. Now, when it comes to sports news, Anthony Davis for the Lakers is returning in tonight's game. This is the first game in 20 games. He's missed 20 games. He will still have minutes restriction, though, in order to kind of ease him back into it. Patrick Mahomes says he's ready to go for the AFC title game this weekend as he was in full practice this weekend. Remember, he has the ankle injury. The defensive end for the 49ers, Omenihu, was arrested yesterday on a domestic violence dispute. And apparently he's still in line to play for the 49ers in the NFC title game. Brock Purdy, the 49ers quarterback, is a finalist for the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year after getting 5 regular season starts. In fact, I was thinking, you know, there was a lot of discussion over the weekend of he's not just come in and managed the game. He's actually been a contributor to help them win. And so when they already have Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, obviously, Jimmy Garoppolo is probably gone for sure. I mean, he was already almost gone last year, right? But now, what do you do with Trey Lance? Like, Brock Purdy's shown that he might be the better individual. So, it's going to be interesting. All right, and then let's see here. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, and Justin Jefferson are the finalists for the MVP. I was saying earlier, my pick would be Jalen Hurts. It just, when he was out for a few games for the Eagles, they just were not the same team as they were when he came back. But it would not be surprised if Patrick Mahomes gets it again. I still think he's the best quarterback in the league. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have some slight delays on 98. This is going to be, if you're leaving Mary Esther in Fort Walton Beach area heading towards Windhaven Beach, we still have delays due to an accident that we had earlier this afternoon. It's going to start clearing up after you get past Herbert Field, and it's going to be running smoothly throughout Windhaven Beach, Navarre, Tiger Point, and Gulf Breeze. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as 29 and 90. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, Florida ranks second best state to start a business. Second best state to start a business. And I was like, oh, all right. They looked at 27 key indicators like business environment, startups per capita, GDP growth rate, things like that. And so not a surprise. I was thinking, okay, so we're number 2. Who's number 1? Figure is going to be Texas, right? No, actually. Texas came in 3rd. What? Well, who's first then? Utah came in 1st. Barely beating Florida. And Florida came in number 1 for best business environment, 14th overall for access to resources, and 24th overall for business costs. Utah came in number 1 in access to resources, number 7 in business environment. Business cost was 32nd. And then it drops off to Texas. So basically it's Florida and Utah right there. Now, Florida also, so Florida comes in 2nd overall for best place to start a business. Also came in 2nd for the best place to retire. Wait, 2nd? Since when? We're always 1st in that area. Well, apparently Virginia came in tops for the best place to retire. And one of the big reasons is because cost of living in Florida has jumped up so dramatically over the past couple of years. It's starting to become a little bit unaffordable, especially in South Florida. Speaking of South Florida, Miami-Dade real estate vacancies have reached a new low. In other words, there's nothing available down there. Because of that, South Florida rents have rocketed to record high levels in South Florida. Vacancy rate is still at 2.1%. And so when it comes to commercial as well as residential rents, they're at a record high now down in South Florida. So that's part of the reason why we've become an unaffordable state is because of South Florida, really, when it comes down to it. And final little number here to share with you. Florida has record-breaking Obamacare enrollment for 2023. And I said, I thought this was ironic. The way this is being shared is as if this is some sort of big accomplishment. Like, we have a record number of people signed up for Obamacare. Woohoo! And I'm like, wait a minute. That's not good news. And I got a texter who misunderstood what I was saying earlier. I don't think it's good news, not because I'm saying it's bad news that so many people have insurance. No, it's bad news that so many people have to resort to Obamacare for their insurance. That's the bad news. I mean, they're not, they don't either, they can't afford the insurance that they had before, and so they had to move into Obamacare insurance, or they lost their insurance, or their employer, you know, something happened to their employer, that their employer's like, just get it from Obamacare now. That's why. And I guess it's a difference of thinking of like, the mentality is there's 3.2 million Floridians who are on Obamacare. Previously, it was 2.7 million. So there's an extra 500,000 people who are on Obamacare than were last year. And my thinking is they had insurance. They had to get different insurance, and that's when they went to Obamacare. I think the people who, some people think, though, no, these are 500,000 people who didn't have insurance at all. Now they finally have Obamacare. I'm like, no, I don't think it's that way. But maybe, I'm sure there's some that way, but I don't think a lot. The thing is either way, it's not like Obamacare is cheap. It's still expensive. There is not no such thing as cheap insurance anymore. It doesn't exist. The premiums skyrocketed dramatically right after Obamacare went into place, and they've only kept going up. And you don't see it coming down anytime soon. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. And then we're going to talk about a little shocking news in the pop culture world. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Oh, yeah, sorry, we got to hit Sign of the Apocalypse.
Here is today's Sign of the Apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
This story is so bizarre and crazy. 31-year-old woman in Winnipeg, Canada. She set off a firework inside a crowded restaurant. And why would you do this? Oh, well, she's got a good reason. She was trying to distract everyone so she could steal a pizza. Oh, it gets worse. She ran outside. She hailed a taxi. She got in it and started acting belligerent, so the driver tried to kick her out. When he opened his door to get out, she jumped into the driver's seat and started driving, dragging him about 30 feet. That's right, she carjacked the taxi. Cops pursued the taxi, arrested her after she crashed into a snowbank. She was charged with 2 counts of robbery, possession of weapon, failing to comply with prior court orders as well. Oh, boy. So, luckily, nobody was hurt in the restaurant. The cab driver was hospitalized a little bit from his injuries from being drugged about 30 feet, but he's going to be okay. But goodness gracious. Set off a firework in a restaurant to distract people so he could steal pizza, go outside and carjack a taxi. Must be some good pizza. What's the name of this restaurant? It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, the U.S. is sending dozens of Abrams tanks to Ukraine ahead of an expected Russian offensive, although National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it'll take many months before they arrive and forces receive the necessary training. A group of Republicans, including Florida's Rick Scott, want to reinstate service members fired for refusing the COVID vaccine. They're also pushing to award those soldiers back pay because he claims they were wrongfully terminated. The infamous Razzie Awards walking back one of their nominations. The Razzies issued a public apology to 11-year-old actress Ryan Kiera Armstrong after she was nominated in the Worst Actress category for her role in the movie Firestarter. And New York Congressman George Santos is getting his own bobblehead doll. The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame announced that he will have two versions, the standard one and then also one with an elongated nose like Pinocchio.
Yeah, that's funny. Right there. The Pinocchio, I love it. I think I want that one, actually.
I think I do, too.
Yeah. And then the Razzie, oh, man. I saw that they withdrew the Razzie. I'm like, they removed somebody's name from the Razzie for Worst Actress? Like, well, that's bizarre. And then I pulled it up and I'm like, she's 12? Like, why would they do that in the first place?
Yeah, that's...
Like, oh, man. And then they only did it because, you know, there was backlash. I'm like, yeah,
you know,
but...
It's one of these times where, you know, every now and then an organization makes a decision that it's like, okay, how did this decision get past this many people? And from that, they said, this is okay. Because, I mean, there's no way it was just one person says, I nominate this person, and then they just throw it out there, you know? There's multiple people in on this thing. So, yeah, just bizarre.
Yeah, that it got that far. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear. Still seeing some slow-moving traffic leaving Fort Walton Beach, getting closer into Mary Esther, and right before you get to Windhaven Beach is when it starts to clear up in the westbound direction. This is due to an accident we had earlier today. It is improving, but still expect delays. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, kind of shocking news in the pop culture world, at least it was to me. Brendan Urie, who is the lead singer for Panic at the Disco, and actually, let's be truthful, he is Panic at the Disco. He basically started the band years and years ago with a bunch of other people, and he's been the only member that's been consistent in the band, and he's the only one that's left of the original group. And so it basically is his band, and he announced today that he's ending Panic at the Disco. It will be no more. Now, he said he's moving on to another chapter in his life, and part of that is because he and his wife are expecting their first baby. And so you couldn't assume that must mean he's going to focus more on being a dad and, focus on his family. But, you know, I don't know if that's – I would be shocked. I mean, here's a guy who's got a tremendous voice. He has a wild vocal range, and he's just going to stop singing? No, I don't see that. But I want him to play this little audio clip. Let's just play both of them back to back. So this is from the song Impossible Year, where he starts at a low octave and slowly advances higher and higher and higher. So we're going to play the first few seconds of where he's at low, and then the last is when obviously he's at the higher range, just to show how wide a range this guy has.
Of bad blood and a coast that's unclear.
Yeah, tremendous voice right there from Brendan Urie. So hopefully he's not done singing. Maybe he's just going to start doing more collaborations like he did with Taylor Swift on that song, Me. I know he did a couple of years ago, he did Kinky Boots on Broadway. So maybe he's moving into the Broadway sphere. I just thought about this too. Maybe he's just going to go solo. Since he's really the only one that's really, maybe he's just going to go with Brendan Urie. You know, he's just going to use his name instead of Panic at the Disco anymore. So. Hopefully somebody with a voice like that doesn't just go away. Maybe he's going to be doing, he's from Vegas. Maybe he's going to do a Vegas show. He'll be the next Donny Osmond or something in Vegas. So, I don't know. Hopefully we'll get some more from him because he's got a tremendous voice. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You guys have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.